time to recap McCook's School Board of Education meeting for the month of April already. Superintendent of Schools, Grant Norgaard, how are you?
Doing very well, Rich. Thank you.
I tell you, we were just talking to Mr. Gans and the county commissioners. He's got a senior, of course, and it's less than a month away from graduation.
It's coming up quick. May 9th. So
very, very soon.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, very, very soon. And another school year in the books. And I know, I think you touched on it last time, but Mr. Borland was in here, and we talked to him recently. Summer school stuff starting.
That's right. We start June 2nd. We'll start summer school, and that's great. So we get the kids right back at it and get them working on math and science, a little bit of hands-on activities, some STEM activities. It's a great experience for our kids. They get fed as well while they're with us. So looking forward to that starting up. But we have a whole month of school left. We got a complete entire month left, so we don't have to worry about that just yet.
Not going to worry about just yet. You bet.
Yeah.
Let's get to the agenda from last night. We'll start first. Reports, communications, public participation.
We did not have any public participation at last night's board meeting. We actually started off the meeting with a presentation. We have six students from the junior high who have qualified to attend the state competition for the state science fair. We had two seventh graders, Rindley Blumstead and Jed Crawford, and four eighth graders, Allie Randall, Elaney Neal, Hadley Michaelis, and Max Van Stelton. They all qualified for the state competition, and actually last night they each set up their presentations in the cafeteria, and the board members took some time, and each of the students was able to present at least twice to a group of board members and any of the patrons from the community. We did have a nice crowd last night, a nice group of community members come to the board meeting, so those kids were able to show off. And I tell you what, I was able to attend about three of them, and boy, they were outstanding. They were really high quality research projects. The data, the hypothesis they created, the experiment that they put together, and the data they collected, it was excellent. And of course, that was all summed up in their conclusion, which was excellent. Sometimes they proved their hypothesis, and sometimes they did not, based off the data they collected. So, very impressed with those young folks. A couple of those students received exceptional awards for a recognition of high quality research. All of them are qualifiers. All of them did great work. So really appreciate the work that our students are doing. Mr. Dagnan was presenting last night with that group. Did an awesome job with them. And so really appreciate the work that they did.
Hopefully they'll do well at the state competition.
Yeah, I assume, actually believe they will. We'll do quite well, I'm sure.
Student board member reports?
I did have a student, Kyson Barger. This was his last meeting for the school year. So one of the things we did during the board member board meeting is recognize him for his service to the school. But he started off with his report to the board, talked about prom. It was a very positive and successful event. Of course, prom was on the 5th and went off without a hitch. It was a great time. Class leadership awards were given out during win time. Really appreciated the students from all grade levels being recognized for all different types of skills and talents that our students have. You know, a lot of times we should recognize great athletes and great performers, but there's other awards that are given out at that leadership award ceremony that we do during win time. So all kinds of kids get recognized. Looking forward to the students in the senior class, I believe this is. I think they're looking for, and maybe the junior class as well. They're looking forward to graduation, and those seniors are excited about taking that next step and moving on in whatever direction they're choosing to go into. And then he talked about spring sports are underway. We've had a lot of competition this year. We've had a lot of success with different groups at different levels. So really appreciate all the coaching and all the students participating. I know last night I went to the school play. It was the last night. I hope you all had a chance. It was a nice crowd last night. Was a marvelous presentation. Our kids did an amazing job. Mrs. Davis does a nice job with that group. Alice in Wonderland was the play. So, and then also talked about esports winning a state competition. And so really that team has done that a couple times now, if I'm not mistaken. So our esports team continues to be pretty a pretty powerful group of young people that compete at the state level. So that is our student board members report.
Presentation from Mr. Bednar last night, too?
Yeah, that's right. So one of the things that we have a 7-year material cycle adoption process. And what that means is every 7 years, we take a look at a different content area, such as mathematics, and look at the different materials that are available for teachers to use in the classroom to help us teach our curriculum. And so this year was English Language Arts. So Mr. Bednar and a team of teachers evaluated different materials from they're created by these large companies across the country, these large production companies. I think they narrowed it down, started with either three or four that were highly rated, and then whittled that down to a final two. And then from that final two, they finally selected one of those companies. I know there was a lot of discussion, a lot of deliberation, but they felt that the product that provided the materials that best met our curriculum and our expectations was a company called Wonders. And then that's Wonders 22. And there's another product they are going to use to supplant some of what they believe needs to be supplanted. It's like iFly. It's a company that has phonemic awareness and phonics instruction. It really kind of, those two working in collaboration, it really has a really nice program of reading instruction for our younger kids. And we really think it's going to be a nice product that is going to come out. We actually had Wonders before, but basically the comparison between the two is night and day, right? There's a big difference, and they feel this new product is just a lot better than what we've had in the past, especially when we add in this iFly product. So really wanted to focus on a program that had a lot of phonics, phonemic awareness, vocabulary, letter identification, you know, build those basic foundational skill sets necessary to teach reading, and then taking that all the way up into authentic literacy with fluency, with lots of writing, with lots of discussion and debate, a lot of critical thinking involved with that as well. So I think I've looked at Wonders. I knew that would probably be definitely within our final two choices after I did some analysis of the different products out there, and that actually came to fruition, although I didn't have any hand in this. I just kind of thought, I bet they pick one of these two, and they did. And I think it's going to be a great product for us. And of course, Mr. Bednar did an amazing job of negotiating price. It initially came in at, I think I mentioned this last month, maybe we were looking at over $300,000 initially, and we did some negotiating with the company. We got that down to last night the board approved not to spend over $145,000. So through that negotiation process and all the work that went into that, I think, and him working with those folks, we got it down to a reasonable price. And so, although that's still a lot of money, we were fearful at one point we'd have to buy the product over a couple-year period, but it looks like we're going to be able to buy it all this year. Well, we are going to be able to buy it all this year and have it ready to implement next year. Of course, before that happens, there's going to be a lot of teacher training involved. So, anyway.
Took place all before the consent agenda, and then move on. Reports from staff members' committees. Is that right?
Yeah, we did have a couple of committee reports last night. We had basically finance and facilities committee report was very, very similar. And so one of the things that we've done recently is we conducted a survey in the community to ask patrons about a potential bond issue. So one of the things we wanted to know, and obviously, is does our attempt to pass a bond have, is there any possibility? Will the community support it? We had an election last year. It was pretty close. And so we needed to get some feedback. What if we did run it, what are the things that we'd have to do to get it to pass? What will the community really support? And I think that survey provided us with some really good information. It talked about, you know, some of the parts of the project that people really liked, but maybe didn't know as much about. We need to do a better job communicating is that the structure of the junior high facility just isn't going to take us that far into the future, and we need to do something differently. You know, the engineers have looked at it, and it has a very limited lifespan ahead of us. We need to do a better job at communicating that. We need to really emphasize more the safety issues that we have between the junior high and the high school and the gap that we have between those two facilities and really make sure people understand that is a true and legitimate safety concern that we have. We do a lot, you know, just last week we did a drill or the last couple of weeks, we did a drill, an intruder drill alert. You know, it's all about protecting kids and being prepared for a crisis situation. But, you know, we need to do there. We can do some things to harden our facilities and enhance our protection of our students even more, our safety of our students. So we need to do that. And then also, we really need to make sure people understand how much of this project is going to be industrial arts related and career preparation. And so a big portion of this project is new industrial arts areas. And showing people, I think one of the keys, we have to bring folks into our building and show them what our kids are currently using. What's the environment they're currently learning in? I think if we, based off the survey, if we show folks that, if we show our patrons that, the voters, then they see where our kids are attending class with curtain walls and pegboard walls and wood paneling walls. And also show them our industrial art space. And if you haven't been in there, please go in there before you, if you're going to vote no, please check out the building first, because I think you need to see where our kids are doing this work. We do have some amazing equipment in there, but the facilities themselves are very antiquated. And I think it's eye-opening. That's what I've noticed when I've done the tours with those folks that have come through. It's very eye-opening for those folks to see, you know, where our kids are trying to do these projects. And so I'd like to show people that and also give them an idea of what we want to do in the future, what we want to build in McCook that will help our kids develop the skill sets we think that they need to be really productive and can go into our businesses locally, can have those skill sets. I think they can become contractors, become engineers, become, you know, all those things that we want to have in our community in the future. So anyway, so the survey came back that it's not a shoe-in, obviously. It's very tight in McCook and it'll remain that way. But if we do a good job communicating those three things to the community, we have a really good chance of passing that bond. And we are going to try to lower that price. One of the things Mr. Gross said last night, so I'm kind of taking some of the business manager's comments right now, but it was the bond that we tried to pass before, if we were to just use that same design plan from W Design, which was an amazing design. We tried to pass a bond at 43.5. That same design is now 45.3. And so without doing anything different. And so we know we need to, we really want to reduce the cost of the bond below that 43.5 to get it down. So now that makes that even tougher than it was before, right? So now it's not just, you know, $2 million basically gets you back to where you were before. Well, that's a lot of, you know, that's a lot of square footage. That's a lot of materials. So it's going to be a tough process, but we're going to try to reduce that bond at least a little bit and get it below that 43.5. Our survey was at 41 million. Would you support it? And so we're going to work to try to get to that level if we can. We hope we can, and so far we believe we can, but, you know, they still have to do a lot of estimating, and there's still some design work to do on the changes that we're trying to put forward to reduce costs. And that's basically both of our both finance and facilities, because facilities has to do with the construction, finance has to do with costs. So there's a lot of overrun between those two committee meetings. So basically, what I'm sharing now is kind of what we shared with both those committees. We also shared that there's work going to be done in the high school, hopefully next year, next year when you come into the high school to go to a volleyball game or a basketball game, that entryway, that part of the high school should be updated with new lighting, drywall, new flooring. We haven't worked out for sure what type of flooring we're going to be putting in there just yet. You know, it's going to be redesigned a little bit, and we're going to slowly work through the high school, updating different portions of the hallways. Now, the classrooms are done. Go through the hallways and some more of those common spaces and update those over the next several summers. And so, looking forward to doing that work this summer. Lots of other work that we need to be done, groundskeeping, some concrete here and there. We have some roofing projects we're going to have to do. So we talked about some of those projects as well with both facilities and finance committees.
Administrators' written reports?
Yeah, those were shared with the board. I have my report. A lot of what I just shared with you is part of the facilities and finance report. I talked a lot about the junior high bond survey. we did have meetings with W Design and Samson Construction. about those costs associated with the construction and about the changes we'd like to see made to the design to try to get that price down below the 43.5, which we asked for in the last bond election, trying to make it a little bit cheaper for our community. And talked about what types of cuts we could possibly make without endangering. We want a building that's going to last. Excuse me. We want a building that's going to last 80 to 100 years. And that's one of the problems we're running into with the current junior high. It just wasn't designed to last for a long time. So so we want to make sure we maintain the structural integrity, maintain the safety, maintain the industrial arts spaces, and do all those things and still reduce the cost. So we're really trying to figure that out, you know, probably remove some glass here and there, maybe some seating from the auditorium, those types of things. But just try to reduce the overall footprint of the building itself. And so that's what we're working on now, and that's what that meeting was about. I talked a little bit about the Washington, D.C. trip. I know a lot of folks know that I went to Washington, D.C. with two of our board members, Brad Hayes and Mike Langan. It was an excellent trip. We had an opportunity to get to do two things. We were able to listen and hear from the people at the highest levels of education policy in the nation, and also had an opportunity to exchange ideas with those folks. And so I was able to talk with and engage with heads of the Department of Education. We were able to listen to those folks as well, able to listen to RJ, who is one of the most powerful policymakers in Washington, D.C. Probably, he is the chair to the Education Committee in the House. He's his legislative aide, and so he has a lot of power. It was good to hear him speak. It was good, and I know Mike was able to visit with him a little bit one-on-one after he spoke to the group. It was good to hear about what their vision is for the future. It was good to talk to our different representatives and their policy people. It was a really good trip. I also spoke about wasn't able to see Representative Smith down there in Washington, but I saw him the day after I got back. He was in McCook, and I had a chance to share with him. I had prepared some research that I presented to some of the folks in the Department of Ed. I was able to give to him as well, just some research on instruction and assessment and local control, and had a really good conversation with him. And so I think that week was a good week for McCook Public Schools. We went there there were a representation from Omaha Public Schools, Lincoln Public Schools, Papillion La Vista, and McCook. And, you know, I think, you know, we had Grand Island was there as well. So some larger schools, and then I really felt like McCook was representing greater Nebraska, and I feel like it was, I really appreciate the opportunity to have that voice. And I think that the two members of the board I took with me, we did a nice job focusing our discussion points on students, student learning, things that truly impact our kids. And we stayed away from the political issues. We just wanted to focus on what would improve education for all of our children. And so I feel we had a good time there, and we had an impactful time and learned a lot at the same time. Also talked a little bit about school improvement last night. You know, we had our external team visit this year. They did their exit report. I discussed that a little bit, I think, last month, how the school improvement team, the external team that came into McCook was really impressed with what we do. So the school improvement team hadn't had a chance to go over that yet. So we met last week. I had a chance to go over that with them. They were glad to hear that, you know, people were impressed with what we were doing and taking a lot of our ideas back home to their home school districts with the hopes of installing them there. And then we talked about next year. So next year, it's a five-year cycle. This was year five in our cycle. So next year, year's one. So I talked a little bit about what we're going to be doing next year in our first year of the cycle. We're going to be reviewing mission and vision statements. We're going to select a school improvement framework. The state of Nebraska's framework has changed during the last five-year cycle. So we need to decide what framework we want to move forward with. We need to do some perceptual surveys. And that survey I'm really thinking about parents right there. I want to get some community surveys. We didn't do one this year. We do them every year except for this year because of year five. Next year, we'll start off with a parent survey and probably have a new platform or a new perceptual survey we'll be doing. We're going to collect and analyze assessment data on all of our content areas to find out if there's any weaknesses there. And I think we've already actually identified some, but we need to take a closer look next year, look at this year's data next year, and then make some decisions about what is our deliberate school improvement goal over the next 5 years. Based off that data, based off the surveys, what is it that we want to work on in McCook Public Schools? And then we'll develop an action plan, so the steps we're going to take to make sure we accomplish that goal. So that's kind of what happens in year one, and so I wanted to go over that with them, and then told them we'll be meeting again on August 15th at 7 a.m. in the junior high boardroom. So that meeting's coming up quickly.
Mm-hmm. It will be before you know it. That's right.
Then I talked a little bit about our Destination Imagination teams. We had teams that competed from Central Elementary School, the junior high, and the high school at the state competition. Our students did very, very well, and just wanted to mention that in my report. And so that would kind of summarize my report. Then we would go to business manager. Now, a lot of what the business manager spoke about was also in the finance and facilities committee meeting. So we didn't want to get too redundant with that. So basically, we kind of mix those all together. Then what he did share, though, we did about 12,500 lunches served last month. Our budget is on pace, so we're within that average range of revenues versus expenditures for this time of year. Talked a little bit about the parking lot construction project. So we did have a special meeting this last month between the two regular meetings, and that was to discuss the parking lot project over at the YMCA. We had done an RFP, and we did a bid opening. And so to do that construction project, we ended up selecting Samson's bid of a full concrete parking lot to be built west of the YMCA. And then also that there'll be an overflow lot for the YMCA, you know, those busy nights in the winter when they're doing volleyball and basketball, and we have wrestling meets and swim meets. There's an overflow parking lot that we built for them on those nights. It's north of there. It's going to be west of our tennis courts. But, of course, that parking lot will also be something that we utilize for all of our home track meets, visitor track meets that we host, and then also for tennis meets. So we have a parking lot that's kind of multi-purpose there for both the YMCA and for the McCook Public Schools. And that project was just a little over $800,000, or I think it was right around, it was a little over $800,000 for that project. And that's going to be all concrete, and it should be a really nice parking lot for our community and for our folks. It's going to make it so much nicer on those track meets that we host. 10th Street should be a lot easier to get up, drive up and down. We won't be worried as much about the kids jetting out between the cars on that street during those meets. And also we hope that we can get, you know, we haven't worked out all the details yet, but, you know, maybe we can even get some of those buses off 10th Street on those track meet days. And that would summarize, I think, the business manager's comments pretty well.
Board member comments?
Did not have any board member comments last night.
New business, it's one resignation, one contract approval.
Yeah, we did. We had a resignation from Katie Snyder, who is a senior high biology and anatomy physiology teacher. And we're in the process right now of looking for a science teacher. We've had I think we've had two interviews. It's one of those really competitive areas. So science, mathematics, we're looking for a vocal music teacher as well right now. It's hard to find some of these certified people out there. We just have not as many kids getting that degree as we've had in the past. So really competitive to find that. We're looking for one right now. So if you know of a science teacher out there. And also we approved a contract for a math teacher at sixth grade science teacher at sixth grade. Mackenzie Durr. And so I think they're new to the community and really looking forward. I've heard a lot of good things about Mackenzie, looking forward to bringing her on board. She's taught, I actually believe that's sixth grade math. I see science there, but I think that's sixth grade math. Maybe it's inaccurate. And so looking forward to, and I know she's taught at this level before, that content. So, Mackenzie, maybe that is science. I shouldn't be second guessing myself. I think that is science. So I apologize for that. Mackenzie is going into science. Last month we had a math teacher at the junior high. So I apologize. And then also after that, we had the approval of the ELA material. So I spoke a little bit about this earlier in the report. Mr. Bednar shared with the Board of Education the process they went through for the selection of these ELA materials, and that was approved. And that was approved for no more than $145,000 for those materials. After that, we had an approval of a one-year audit proposal. If you're in the public sphere, so municipalities, cities, schools, colleges, being audited has become a very complex ordeal for the different CPAs for around the state. It used to be that we would contract with a company for a three-year period. At this point in time, auditors are only really willing to do a year at a time because of the expense involved with it and because of all the expectations. So I think they're going to be adjusting that price on a yearly basis, depending on what the federal government is requiring them to do. So while we all know that auditors come into a school district to take a close look at our books and our financials to make sure, and that they do, that's what they spend the bulk of their time doing, they also look at what federal grants we've applied for, how we've applied those federal grant dollars. They actually look at if students are in their seats. So if we do attendance on a Wednesday, they're there on a Wednesday, they'll grab our attendance book, they'll go to a classroom to make sure that the students we say are in class are actually in class. So so what I'm trying to give you, everyone here, is an understanding that they audit more than just our books. And so this comes from the federal government. And so there's a lot of bureaucracy here. And so it becomes very complicated. It becomes very expensive. CPAs, that's another great career pathway, but there's not a lot of CPAs coming out of the colleges either. And so it gets expensive for them to find the personnel to do these audits. And only a few companies, believe it or not, even though I think it must be fairly lucrative, only a few companies are willing to do school audits. So that's kind of the situation we're in. So we were approved a one-year audit proposal from KSO. That's a company we've worked with for a number of years out of Kearney. They do an excellent job. They do hire excellent people. They're very thorough. And we appreciate the process that they use. And so we did approve that last night, and we'll probably be approving that from now on an annual basis. Unless, you know, I'm thinking maybe some of the federal regulations will lighten. I normally would just be jesting, but there has been some changes at the federal level, and we've noticed just a little bit of a lightening in the number of paper reports that we have to fill out. So I'm not saying it's been dramatic, but I'm thinking if this is a trend, this might be a good trend in an attempt to streamline operations and maybe reduce some of that bureaucracy. I'm a little bit hopeful. So maybe down the road, a few years, it won't be quite as expensive to hire an auditing crew to come through and look at basically everything we do. And then the last thing we have there in our action items is accept a donation from the Graff Charitable Foundation. Really appreciate their donation to the girls' tennis team, their program of $1,000. We've got girls' tennis going on right now. And we actually have, through these types of donations, not this one specifically, but from them and from other donations in the past, there's new awnings up over at the tennis courts to provide shade. Oh, what a difference that makes. And really appreciate the community members who've gotten behind that and supported that and pushed forward with that. It just makes a huge difference. We have folks that now can maybe get out of the sun a little bit. We have a wonderful tennis facility. I really believe that. Our courts were redone and they look really, really nice. We have those pine trees are growing and it looks great. We have the new concession stand and the bathrooms. I think I've heard more positive comments about bathrooms in the last year than I ever thought I would. But now those awnings there, boy, it just really improved that area for our communities through donations. donations like this Graft Charitable Foundation a donation of $1,000. Without that, we couldn't do a lot of the things that we do to improve our facilities and improve the environment for everybody, not just our kids. Obviously, it improves it for our kids, but also for our patrons. And we have a lot of patrons that come to tennis meets. It's busy over there. So,
positive comments.
Yeah, to positive comments. Let me pull those up here real quick.
That new teacher, Mackenzie Durr, her dad, her uncles and aunts are all McCook High School grads.
Yes.
And, their family is from McCook. And she's an MCC grad, too.
Yeah, so. MCC grad. I think she graduated from Sutherland.
She might have, but
something. Yeah. But her family's all from McCook. And we met her at a recruiting fair. And I know, I'm not sure, you know, I've said this several times on the radio, I think, over the last couple of years, and convinced her to come and student teach with us. And so I think that connection to McCook made all the difference, and to MCC made all the difference in the world. And having family here in town, it makes a huge difference. And so, and she's just outstanding. Mm-hmm. So she student taught with us, so we know we've got a winner with Mackenzie. Anyway, going on to positive comments. Kyson Barger wanted to thank the board for being so welcoming during his time to the board and on the board, and also wanted to thank his fellow students who voted for him to represent them on the Board of Education. He had a great experience and wanted to make sure that people were thanked and knew that. Jesse thanked Joel for the work that he had done on the English language arts materials adoption process. And a lot of negotiation goes into that. He did a lot of work. The teachers on that team did a lot of work to go through and look through all those different programs and to whittle that down. They had a nice rubric. He actually showed the board the rubric that they used, whittle that down to this final selection of the Wonders 22. Charlie McPherson thanked the FFA and stated that they had a lot of success this year doing a lot of great things, and also commented on the safety drill, the intruder drill that we had, and wanted to thank all those who helped. Scott Barger wanted to comment on the active shooter drill as well, thanked Mr. Curl and Officer McGinley and all those folks that had a lot to do with putting that training together. And glad that our people are trained for a crisis. And we all hope, of course, that we never have something like that occur. And also, just thank those guys. Amanda thanked Joel on the materials adoption process. And also, Michelle Dickus and the work that she did for the PTO Carnival. Really appreciate the work that goes into that. The PTO Carnival was a huge success. And we need we absolutely need volunteers to help with that. Michelle did an amazing job. Mike commented on Joel and the teachers for helping our students learn to read. He recognizes he commented on the data that he's seen over the last several years. Our students do an excellent job. The state of Nebraska has already put out literacy objectives for the state. McCook already meets those literacy objectives. Our kids do very, very well, and appreciates our teachers, appreciates the teachers with the adoption of materials process, and Joel for leading that. And it was also very happy with our visit to Washington and our focus on student success. And I think he's really commenting there that McCook maintained a focus on what we could do to help students, not necessarily what fit our political narrative. And then Jeff wanted to thank Kyson Barger for all the work that he's done. One of the things, Jeff takes minutes. He's our note taker at the board meetings. And so Kyson writes them all up and gets them to Jeff beforehand. And boy, that makes things a lot easier when you're taking notes and minutes. Really appreciate him. And said he's very articulate and did an excellent job. Brad also wanted to thank Kyson for the excellent job that he's done this year. very positive and good, very positive and a very good representative of his students' body. And then I wanted to comment on Destination Imagination again. I wanted to thank our coaches, Ms. Dagnan, Ms. Winkler, Mr. Dagnan, Ms. DeBoer, Ms. Loker, and Ms. Kali for all being coaches. We can't do Destination Imagination without teachers willing to coach, and really appreciate the work that they've done and allowing these kids to have an experience they won't really get otherwise. And then I also wanted to thank our volunteer appraisers. So each of these teams, they have to have appraisers. And they go and actually judge. So on the 5th and the regionals, you watch each team compete, and then you score the team based off of training that you've had to go through too. And so Mr. Bednar, Mr. Dickus, and Ms. Bass, all are three of the appraisers I wanted to point out and thank them for being appraisers. It's actually pretty time consuming, but really appreciate them, their willingness to do that.
That was a heck of a meeting last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good meeting.
Yeah.
And then off I went to the school play.
Hey, so you had a busy night last night, didn't you?
It was a busy night, but it was a great night.
Yep. Next school board meeting coming up on May the 12th?
May the 12th, that's right.
Right before graduation's the Friday before.
Right, graduation will be on that Friday, May 9th.
Right.
And then the last day for students is May 16th. So a month from tomorrow, school will be on its last day. We'll be releasing at 2 o'clock on the 16th of May.
I know you tried to push that probably the 30th, didn't you?
I'm still glad. You know, the nice thing about summer school is that it's not really over yet.
Right.
We still have some time left. And, of course, for our older kids, summer school goes a little bit longer than that. It goes deep into the summer. Mm-hmm. So I get to see kids all year round.
There you go. Thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you.